Welcome into After Hours with Bleck and Abdallah. Like and subscribe to the channel. You can also download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. It's NFL Draft Week, Abdallah. It's time to grade Ryan Poles, Chicago Bears GM, his last two drafts. This is now going to be his third draft on Thursday.
Yep.
Let's go through on this podcast and discuss the picks that he's made to this point. Let's grade out Ryan Poles to this point. Let's go back to 2022. His first pick in the second round was Kyler Gordon. What would you give Kyler Gordon as far as a grade to this point?
B plus. I don't think he's an A player. I mean, he's not one of the best at his position, right? He's a solid player. One that's probably going to earn an extension here with the Chicago Bears at a certain point. I think if you get to your second contract, you're an A or B player, right? You're not giving C plus D players a second contract. I think Kyler Gordon has earned a second contract when that time comes around. I like his play so far. I think he transitioned well from college to the pros. He did have a slight, you know, there's a slight speed of the game type of thing in his rookie year, but I think he's a solid player. I'm giving him a B plus.
I'm with you on that. This podcast would be better if we disagree on a bunch of these, but actually B plus I think is perfect for Kyler Gordon. He's a part of a really good secondary that's up and coming. Mm-hmm. From where he's selected as a second round pick, though, maybe you would expect a little bit more explosiveness, maybe a little bit more durability. He's dealt with injuries so far in his two seasons, but he's been good. 5 interceptions so far in a Bears uniform, an integral piece to this defense moving forward. Mm-hmm. I would be plus for Kyler Gordon. I think he's a really good player, but you're right. If he was an A, we would say this guy's a star in the making.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Kyler Gordon is necessarily a star in the making.
He could be. I mean, it was only his second year last year, so this is his third year coming in. And I think that he could still, if he continues to get better, I think if we do this again next year ahead of the 2025 draft, then we might give him an A.
Okay, moving on to Jaquan Brisker. He was the second pick in Ryan Poles' first draft in 2022. Safety from Penn State. What letter grade are you giving Brisker?
I want to give him an A. I mean, where you drafted him, the production that he's had, I feel like the way that he plays, how tough he is, the hard-hitting safety, I'm giving Brisker an A.
He has explosive plays.
Yeah.
I think there's a little of the same critique that I gave to Gordon. I would give the Brisker where he's missed some time. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, plays a lot to whether or not if you hit on a draft pick. If you have someone who's reliable, who's always there, and who is making plays, I think the grade goes up. As far as being a second-round draft pick, do you expect a little bit more from Brisker to this point? That's where I'm going to give him a B+. I don't know if he's an A. I think he's going to be a good starter for the team for a long time. Star, is he a star? I think that's where you think he's a star, I understand giving him an A. But I think a B+ is more for
A minus.
You're going to give him an A-.
A-.
Okay.
Because he's not a star, but I think he could be a star in the making.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay.
But I do think I'm going to give him a B+.
Okay.
I feel like it's a more conservative response to give him a B+.
Yeah, it is.
But he's a good player.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with a B+.
No. Listen.
I'm just a little stingy on my A's.
That's fair.
Giving out the A's.
I spent years and years of high school and middle school trying to convince parents that B's and B pluses were great. So it's above average in my book.
Well, I went
C's average, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's above average.
I went to the school of hard knocks. So
we went to the same school. It's not the school of hard knocks.
All right. In the first draft for Ryan Poles, moving on, let's go to Velus Jones Jr.
F minus.
The best part is the picture that we selected for Velus Jones.
He's a touchdown,
a guaranteed touchdown that he lets squirm through his legs. And it looks like something else is happening there.
He's holding the wrong ball.
an absolute F.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no way about it. He has added zero to this team.
Well, here's how you
whatsoever.
Know, right? Okay, so in year 2024, there are debates of whether or not he's going to make the team. Like, that's a legit debate of whether or not he's going to make the team, whether if the new kickoff rule is going to affect his ability to be on the team and how he might be better suited now that you can actually return kicks more often because of the new rules. So I'm still giving him an F because you shouldn't have a debate of whether or not a guy picked in the third round is still going to be on your team and could be a roster cut in his third year.
Like, yeah, no doubt.
That shouldn't be a thing.
And it absolutely is on the table, though.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the Bears do this week in the NFL draft, if they take a wide receiver with the 9th pick overall, how can you bring Velus Jones Jr. back on this roster? You can't.
I don't know.
Right? Like, you don't have enough spots.
I still think they will, but...
He's a player that doesn't fit into the slot. He's a guy that, in gimmick situations, when they've used him, hasn't done anything. No. Special teams, very... few and far between, you've seen him actually excel on special teams. He's almost a completely unplayable player, which is that's an F. You can't look at it any other way.
F minus.
All right, moving on to Braxton Jones. He was a 5th round pick for the Chicago Bears on the offensive line. I'm going to give Braxton Jones an A.
Yeah, me too.
He's the first A from me.
Me too. He's my second A. I gave Brisker an A. I'm giving Braxton Jones an A as well. I think everybody going into this draft, right, and going into where the Bears have the 9th pick and want them to take an offensive lineman, I think that they are very high on Braxton Jones. And I trust Ryan Poles to find offensive linemen, mostly because of the ability to find Braxton Jones in the 5th round and make it a productive tackle. He did deal with some injuries last year, but when he's out there, he's insanely productive when he's healthy. And it's not like he's got a history of injuries where he missed a bunch of games every single year. He played all the games the year before. He's been very durable. He missed some time last year. But other than that, yes, if you can upgrade to Joe Alt, I understand the want. But just to sign anybody just to say, well, Braxton Jones isn't good. Braxton Jones is a very good player. I'm also giving him an A.
Yeah, and I think when you're looking at the way you have to judge a GM and his ability to find players later in the rounds who then become starters or big pieces to what you're building with this team moving forward, that's where the A grade, I think, is an absolute slam dunk. I don't think you can look at Braxton Jones any other way than an A if you're grading it out.
We need offensive linemen.
Well, no, thank you. we listen, can they improve? Sure.
Of course.
They absolutely can. But I think Jones, to this point in his career, has been very durable, and he's been a good player on the offensive line.
Yes.
If we look at the rest of the 2022 class. Mm-hmm. There's not really too many individuals that stand out. You got a punter, a couple of offensive depth piece, offensive lineman guys.
Yeah. Well, Dominique Robinson is another guy on the defensive line that could be a roster casualty this year. And again, it's not as bad as a 5th round pick, but it's just someone who you thought you'd see a lot more from. Doug Kramer was... I don't even know if he existed for a while. Like, they drafted him to be center. They needed a center, and I don't think he got anyone
but he never
as
played.
A center. I don't think he existed. I think they just drafted some guy named Doug Kramer, and he just kind of was collecting checks.
Like, you can't give Fs to 6th and 7th round picks.
No.
But you can give high grades if guys turn out, and I don't really see, you know, Carter was in there a couple times for depth pieces on the offensive line. Same with Kramer last season, but there's nothing that really stood out.
No.
And that's where I think overall I'm giving, for that class, Gordon a B+, Brisker a B+, Jones Jr. an F, and then Braxton Jones, I'm giving him an A. So overall, that's a pretty good draft for Ryan Poles.
I obviously didn't do well in high school, so I can't do the averages. But I'm like, overall for the draft, probably
smiley face, like a
B-.
Did you get gold stars?
I did get a smiley face once on a test when I got a D- because the teacher just knew that, like, that was the best I was going to do. So she was like, D-, smiley face.
Great effort.
You passed.
All right, let's move on to 2023. And the first draft pick for the Chicago Bears last season was Darnell Wright, the offensive lineman from Tennessee. I'm giving Darnell Wright a B+.
Ooh.
He was very durable. He was out there for the majority of the season. Very good in spots. But he didn't blow me away where, you know, I'm thinking this is the way I'm grading it. If you're a top 10 pick, you have to be a borderline star. You have to be a player that is 100% on his way to becoming a star.
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't quite seen that yet from Wright. I think he's going to be really good for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a little bit more, so I'm giving him a B+.
I disagree with you. I think that if you don't hear an offensive lineman, they're doing their job. Like, if you don't hear their name on Sundays, they're doing a good job. And we did not hear a lot from Darnell Wright on Sundays. And I think that playing through the injury that he played through, where he had a bad shoulder through 90, 85% of the year, and him having a pretty decent adjustment from going from college to the pros right away, I'm giving him an A. I think it was a great pick. I think the process of getting to that pick, trading down, and then getting that pick, I think it was a good process by Ryan Poles. I'm giving that pick an A. Darnell Wright is going to be a cornerstone piece for the Bears for a decade or more, assuming he stays healthy. And that's an A player if you can do that.
See, I'm kind of looking at it the same way I did with Gordon and Brisker from the year before, is that they're starters. They're really good players. I'm not sure.
But those guys are playmakers. You know what I mean? Like, Darnell Wright's not supposed to be a playmaker.
Yeah, he can make plays on the offensive line.
I get it, but he's
out there mauling.
But after the fact, you're like, oh my God, look at that. Like, that's great. Yeah. Like, he's not scoring touchdowns. He's not preventing touchdowns.
Listen, I don't think a B-plus is a bad grade.
I know. I just think,
if I'm going to give him an A, you got to look at the selection, the 10th pick overall.
Okay.
You got to bring, the fact that you're a star in the making. Okay. If Roma Dunze is selected 9th overall for the Bears this season, and he's just... Okay,
that's different. He's not going to give him an A.
You're going to say that's a B.
That's different. He's a playmaker. He's supposed to be catching touchdowns. He's a wide receiver. As an offensive tackle, you're just supposed to do your job and not get the quarterback hit, and that's exactly what Darnell Wright did.
All right, we move on to Jervon Dexter. He was the pick in the second round for the Chicago Bears. Defensive lineman on the interior. He had 2.5 sacks from Florida. What would you give Dexter for his grade?
Mid. C.
I give him a C plus.
Oh yeah, well, you're a little lax on that one. C plus. All right, I'm giving him a C. Straight 75, a C. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about them needing more pieces at that position if he panned out, right? Yeah. Like if he played well, then we wouldn't have this need for a three technique, for more depth on the offensive line, or defensive line. I mean, there wouldn't be that need, and I think that is still a very big need for this team, and that's not something that as a second round pick. You should be a decent player.
Yeah, I thought the 2.5 sacks were nice at the end of the season. We saw some pop at the end of the year, but I would have expected not only Dexter, but also Pickens to have taken over starting roles by the time we got to December of last season.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving him a C+. I expected just a little bit more. The Bears also had a second round pick last season. Tyrique Stevenson was the selection. I'm giving Tyrique Stevenson an A.
Yeah.
I think he definitely played above what we expected. The 4 interceptions last year, playmaking ability. That's exactly what I'm looking for from Gordon or Brisker. Tyrique Stevenson's first season as a second round pick, he was outstanding. The Bears have a legit star corner in the making. Opposite Jalen Johnson, I gave him an A last year.
Absolutely. And the fact that they kept the two together, re-signed Jalen Johnson, gave him the extension. You have one of the better backfields. We know that the defense was good, right? They played really well together towards the end of the season. They're at the end of the season as a top 10 defense. So absolutely A, if not an A+ pick, especially getting him late in the second round. Before we move on to the third round,
sure.
I feel like we have to discuss the second round pick that wasn't there because you traded it for Chase Claypool. Like the Bears would have had a very high second round pick that they could have had that Ryan Poles gave away for Chase Claypool that didn't work out.
Well, in the Chase Claypool situation, that's an F.
That's an F. That's another F. That has to.
It didn't work.
If you're going through the picks as we are to not have that pick, like I know you still had 2 second round picks, but as high as it was and as good as a player you could have gotten at that position, I feel like you have to give Ryan Poles a lower grade for the entire draft. Because that pick wasn't there.
No, I'm with you. I totally agree with that. And as we move on, we go to Zach Pickens, third round pick from South Carolina. You said mid for Dexter. Pickens, I think, is even lower than that. Yeah. I gave him a C. He didn't really contribute a whole heck of a lot last season.
I don't want to give him a D because I feel like you can still rebound. Like, I didn't like Velus Jones in his rookie year, obviously, but he's 40 years old. So take that what you want. But with Pickens, I feel like a D isn't fair because if he can play better this year, like, I'm still open to him doing extra credit and changing this grade if we're sticking with the school theme. A C is fine. I will give him a C as well. I think he's got room to grow. I still think he can be a productive player.
Now, if we look at the rest of the 2023 class, Roschon Johnson, Tyler Scott, Noah Sewell, there's some names, Terrell Smith, all played, all contributed. I thought that Tyler Scott, I would give a D-. He didn't really do much of anything.
Yeah.
But Roschon Johnson was a really good running back, a guy who can block, who can pass catch a little. And you had some started games from some of the others who are beyond the fifth round. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of put the rest of that draft class together?
I would give Roschon like an A minus. Like, you did your job. You didn't overdraft a running back. You got a good productive running back in the fourth round. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Find a good productive running back in the fourth round. Good job. A minus. Tyler Scott, I kind of put him again in that same category that we did Pickens as I did Vilas the first year. Like, let me see what he does this year before. Like, it's still an incomplete. Tyler Scott is still an incomplete. He's going to have a new quarterback, a new offensive system with Shane Waldron coming in. Incomplete. Let's see what he can do in his second year. But the rest of it, okay. So, the rest of the guys, we didn't even see. So, okay. It was a fine draft.
Smith played a couple of games at the end of the season.
Yeah.
He showed up. I think he's someone who will contribute going forward in the secondary a little depth. But I mean, as far as, you know, being a fifth round pick, that's kind of like all you're expecting. And kind of if that's what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, you're looking for guys who can play special teams. And then if they pop, it's like an A, right? Yeah. Like, it's an automatic A when you look at it. So
it's going to be a much shorter video next year with only four picks and one of them being Caleb Williams.
If that's how it kind of breaks out, but we'll keep our eyes on it. And it's going to be exciting this week. With the NFL draft on Thursday. Leave a comment in the section. Let us know what you think. What's the letter grades you would hand out to Ryan Poles through 2 years of drafting for the Chicago Bears? And what do you think the Chicago Bears will do this year in the NFL draft? Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel and also download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. It's Bleck and Abdallah After Hours. Thanks for watching.